Marx. He was the one who wrote the Communist Bible. He says, humanism denies the existence of God and affirms the all-sufficiency of man. It is nothing more than communism, unquote. Humanist Manifesto number 2 expands this doctrine and elevates socialism as the one world religion for all nations. Humanism, it declares, is for religion undefined, but against all traditional faith in God flowing from the Bible and traditional religions. Ladies and gentlemen, in America, there's 60 million so-called born-again people in this nation. In our 60 million, if they were in our time as true Christians and our options to act decisively to vote, our one vote by 60 million Christians could swing an election, the elections that are going dangerously left back to the right, and ensure our religious and personal freedom in this end-time generation by voting for conservative candidates that would stand up for our rights to our personal and religious liberty that are eroding away under the impact of legislation that is passed in Congress and legislatures and the courts of our nation by these humanists that are taking over this nation and destroying our rights. And these people are in a minority, but they're getting away with a crime that we must cry out against and pray for. I see my time is gone. I'll continue tomorrow by God's grace. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I pray that you'll grip every heart and soul in the divine power and persuasion of the Holy Ghost, to open their eyes, to give them understanding to the perils of this damnable philosophy and religion of humanism that has taken over our schools, our government. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's taken over the churches and even the homes of America. And God, we stand up and we're going to go forth in a mighty counterattack. Lord, preaching, warning, and praying for God's people to have their eyes open, and we pray that you'll cause them to see and respond in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida. Our zip code is 32207. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe what we're preaching, stand with us. I don't have about 30 more seconds. And I'm asking you to mail us a good offering this week. You can get this message in print. We will mail it back to you fully in print if you'll ask for it. But we ask you to enclose in your letter a generous offering to keep our voice strong and this message going forth by the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. May you respond, we ask in Jesus' name. Until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion as our prayer for every one of you. This is Brother Ray Pringle coming your way again on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. And ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to this broadcast today to listen to a message and revelation that are directly out of your Holy Bible, the Word of God, about our great Creator God and about the gathering storm and the terrible, wretched, miserable social conditions that are destroying the very foundation of this republic in which we live. And one of God's great prophets once exclaimed in Psalm 11 and 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I continue a message today that I've been on several days on humanism. Humanism. Humanism is atheism, and Karl Marx said humanism is the same as communism. And ladies and gentlemen, our government, our public school system, and our churches are being overrun by humanists, and they are controlled by humanists. About every time you have to go before any government agency, you're going to run head, have a head-knocking confrontation with a humanist. This HRS is humanist. The IRS just about is humanist. And our school system is totally bureaucratic and controlled by humanists. And ladies and gentlemen, the government wants your children. He wants our children. They want to take them, these humanists, and put them in the care of HRS, this government agency that is repressive and dangerous. And I tell you, if you want your child, if you want to save your children, you better discipline him by the Word of God, and you better have a Christian school for your child to attend if you have any hope of saving that child out of hell. You want him to be a Christian? You want him to serve God? You want him to possess integrity and be a good citizen, patriotic, and love the Bible, you better keep them out of these public schools, ladies and gentlemen. And I know recently our president of the past that we had very recently, President Reagan, in a radio address on February the 25th, 1984, proclaimed, quote, "The First Amendment of the Constitution was not written to protect the people from religion. That amendment was written to protect religion from governmental tyranny." And then he continued to say, quote, "I firmly believe that freedom prospers when religion is vibrant and the rule of law under God is acknowledged," unquote. Religious freedom, ladies and gentlemen, is granted in our Constitution's First Amendment, is being assaulted. Very presently, right now at this moment, there are over 7,000 lawsuits in which the government is moving against churches and Christian schools over this nation of ours. All of these court cases involve legitimate Christian resistance regarding the intrusion of these governmental bureaucrats, which are humanists, into the religious liberty at both the federal and state levels. And ladies and gentlemen, the Christian school is about the only escape that you have for your children in answer to this terrible destruction that is, we're just looking at it with our bewildering eyes, the destruction of our public school system, the destruction of our political system, the destruction of the churches. Yes, the humanists have invaded the pulpits of our churches today. And our homes are reeking and rocking under the impact of satanic power because these humanists, they deny the deity of God. They deny and reject the inspiration of the Holy Bible. They deny the divinity of Jesus Christ. They deny the existence of the soul of man. They deny life after death, salvation. They deny heaven and the damnation of hell. They also deny the biblical account of the creation of the world by God Almighty Himself. They don't believe there's any absolutes of right or wrong, any moral values. They're all self-determined and situational ethics is their philosophy. Oh, they believe in doing your own things. They believe in unisex. You know, no distinctive role for the male and female that you can, you know, just set forth and say this is the way God said it. They believe in sexual freedom between consenting individuals, regardless of age, including premarital sex, homosexuality, and incest. They believe in these bloody rights of these sadists and criminals here in America to have abortions, and my God, this is a bloody land, abortions that fill this nation of ours. They believe in euthanasia, mercy killing. They believe in suicide is a way out of your distresses and so forth. My God, have mercy on all this mess. They believe in the destruction of the free enterprise system. They believe America should disarm before our enemies unilaterally. They believe in the creation of one world socialistic government and one world socialistic humanistic church. Ladies and gentlemen, those things are enough to destroy us, and we are destroying ourselves from within by letting these people go unchecked, and they're getting by with it. They're getting by with this terrible destruction of our society. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the humanist agenda, that is creating a world without God, the humanism has declared itself to be man-made, man-centered. It's a secular religion in which man rises and his power will be like a mighty tidal wave to put God away and establish the predominance of arrogant men within every sphere of human life. Well, in the following, we want to show you here their arrogance and the contrasting positions and beliefs between the biblical position and the humanist position in Humanist Manifesto number 1 and Humanist Manifesto number 2. All right, number 1, the biblical position believes in the centrality of God. The humanist believes in the centrality of man. Secondly, our Bible position is rooted in divine revelation. Their position is rooted, that they are rooted in human reasoning. Thirdly, to a Christian with Bible morality, we believe in God the supreme authority. Humanists believe in man as the supreme authority. Fourthly, our Bible teaches that we are theistic. We believe in one God. They're atheistic. Fifthly, Christians believe in the Bible teaching that God is our problem solver.